Our scripture readings this morning come from Esther 4:14 and Ephesians 1:11 and 12. Esther 4:14. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, that you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. Ephesians 1:11 and 12. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory.
Lord, I do thank you for this time of ministry. I ask, Lord, that you would bless those who are listening by podcast, God. A special blessing to them for tuning in. You would meet them at their points of need, God, and that you, God, would bless this sermon to be a blessing to those who are listening. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I give honor to each one of you, his children, the elders and the board, and each one of you. I thank God for each one of you. I'm going to sing a quick song before I get into this. I just felt it. Hadn't planned it, so bear with me. When I was sitting there, I felt like I should sing it. So bear with me as I sing this song. I hope you'll close your eyes and begin to feel the same that I feel today. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you that I love you more than anything. Amen. Have you ever felt like that some days? Just wake up. I love you, Jesus. I love you more than anything. I thank you that you care for me. That's how I feel today. Carol said, looks like you have the weight of the world on you this morning. I said, I guess I do. I want to make sure that I present him to you. And that's always concerning to me on Sunday. I want to make sure that I get it across. Whatever the message is, I want to make sure that you are blessed. Those who are here in the house, I don't want you to leave feeling the same. I want you to leave feeling like Jesus loves me every week. And so I do carry that a little bit when I come in, just because I want to make sure that you are blessed when you leave here. I don't want you to come in and feel the same. If you felt down when you came in, I pray that the word that I give you lifts you up. So that's probably that weight that I'm carrying. But I thank God for Carol because she's so concerned for me. And I love that. I just love it. I just feel like God sent you all to take the place of my mom. She would totally do that. She totally feel like that. So I just thank God for each one of you this morning. But I do. I love him. I love him more than anything. More than anything. I've grown into that over the years. And that's not my sermon whatsoever, but I just felt that song while I was sitting there. And I just felt like I needed to share that this morning. My sermon comes from the topic, you are chosen. You know, sometimes we come in our life and we get to a point, and I'm 56. I love to say it because I'm so happy to be here. Amen. I'm so happy that God has kept me this long. But sometimes I feel like it's the enemy. He tries to tell me it's too late to do this or to do that. And that's so not the case. God has chosen me for such a time as this, just where we are right now at this time. And so I started to just kind of looking at that and seeing how sometimes we get to a point in our life where we feel like our work is done. There's nothing left for us to do anymore. Where, you know, I did that, or I've already done what I feel like I was supposed to do, or whatever, however it is you feel. But I want you to know today, you are chosen for this time to do just what you are doing right now. God has chosen you. So I was thinking of, well, who's some examples? What are some things I can think of to share, because I love to share stories, I started thinking about my sister Donna. My sister Donna has been taking care of children since she was 13. That just was her calling. She was truly chosen to care for children. She went through her whole life, 30 years, she worked in daycare. And, you know, not a lot of people are called to work in daycare. When I would visit her, I'm like, whew, time to go. Because this is not my calling. But it was her calling. So much so, we just knew God had chose her. She was called and chosen to do that care. We can be out at the mall and little kids will come up running to her. Kids she doesn't know. That's because she's called. God has called her. They'll just come up talking to her. And she's like, man, I'm not at work today. But there's just kids because God called her for that job. He has called her to serve children. And so she's now retired from daycare. But guess what? She's still doing children's work. She felt that we were talking, and she said, I just still feel like there's more I can reach. And now we have this wonderful social media age. So now she's doing Bible stories online. And we're like sharing it out, and kids are watching, and they're so enthralled because that's her calling. God called her and chose her. And in that time, he prepared her over those years to now still at this, after retirement, she's still doing that work because she still loves it. She just loves it. No matter where we go, she can think of things to do for children. No matter where she ends up, no matter what church she goes to, she's still working with children because that's her calling. And each of you have that too. You're called. He has chosen you to walk in what you walk in, what you've done, the years you've prepared. So even if it feels like, he's done, he's not. There's things for you to do. There's people for you to reach. He chose you and he called you for such a time as this. And how do you know he chose you? My first scripture, Ephesians, lets us know. Ephesians 1, 11 through 12. And it says, in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. He called us before we were even born. We were predestined to do what he has called us to do. You were on his mind. He knew he had a plan and a job for you to do. He had something, people for you to reach, things for you to do. It's in you. You'll know it because it's something you just won't be able to help. You just won't be able to help doing it. You'll look up and, why am I doing this? Because you're called. I thought I retired. Nope, you were called. God called you and chose you for that job to do what it is he's called you to do. It made me think of Esther. That's who I thought of. Yes. The story of Esther. If you know the story of Esther, I really like this story. And it's kind of where this sermon came from today. I was thinking, now what am I going to preach this week? And I had to get it to Lori early. And I'm usually like last minute because I'm divinely inspired, I feel. Then I'm like, I got to wait and hear what God wants me to say this week. And so I was kind of rushing to get through it. And I was thinking of a friend of mine who I know God chose her to do what she's doing right now. And in this scripture that I'm going to read, it says, you were called for such a time as this. And that's what he'd given me to tell her. I opened up my book and I started reading some stuff. Sure enough, there goes that scripture. I'm like, okay, that's what we're talking about this week. We were called for such a time as this. This time right now, people need to hear what you have to say. There are people in your life who need to hear what you have to say. It doesn't have to be, it's not like being up here, but just in your everyday life. At school, we used to call it in your world. People in your world need to hear what you have to say. Why? Because he chose you at this time. It's not a mistake that you come in here each week. And, you know, it's actually awesome because of the way the world is now. A lot of people watch church on the internet. They don't even bother to come in. But it's not a mistake that you come in and you hear this word. There's someone in your world who needs to hear what you have to say. They need to know your life experience. They need to hear your story, whatever it may be. Or they just need to hear you say, God loves you. He chose you at this time. You are chosen. And that's what he did for Esther. Esther was a young lady. She's living with her cousin. And I'm sure you all know the story of Esther. But she went in with the king. She was one of his, I guess she would have been considered a concubine, but she was one of the women that was living, you know, they had put aside for the king. And they couldn't go in and talk to him on their own. They had to be invited in to talk to him. Her cousin said, "You've got to talk to him to save us, save our people." Someone wanted to kill all of the Jews. They wanted to kill them all. Mordecai wanted to kill them. No, I'm sorry. Haman wanted to kill all of the Jews. Mordecai is her cousin. He said, "We need you to go in on our behalf. You're chosen for such a time as this to do this." But before she could do that, she had to do some preparation. Do you know, before we step out into what we have to do, we have to do some preparation sometimes. Sometimes it takes some time to get to where you need to be, to walk in what God has chosen you to do. Sometimes you can't just walk in it. Our life's journey has been our preparation. If you think about it, our life's journey has been our preparation. But for Esther, in Esther 2 and 12, it says, "Before young women's turn came to go into the king, Xerxes, she had to complete 12 months of beauty treatments prescribed for the women, 6 months with oils of myrrh and 6 with perfumes and cosmetics." So they had to prepare her to look like presentable, to look presentable to the king. So she had to do that 6 months of training before she could go in. Or really hers was care, but we do training. You think about it. Before you're in the NBA, think about how many times, or any sports, how many things you have to do to get prepared to be in there. If you're a basketball player, you go to basketball camp when you're a kid. You do summer leagues, you do middle school, high school, college. You know, there's so many things you do to prepare before you are a professional player, before you're ready to take on this thing you're chosen to do. Well, if you work in an office, you have to do school. You're doing 4 to 6 years, maybe even 8 of schooling before you can be a doctor. You have to go through training, preparedness. You have to be prepared. And so that's what God, our life has been that preparation. And as I was thinking about this, I started thinking about myself. Just because I'm the best example I can give, because I know what I've been through in life. And so I started thinking about that. I started working with my mom in the church at like 14 or 15. I was the first church secretary, and I would sit there taking notes on our Bible study and our just all of our things that, you know, you would take notes on. I was in high school still, like a freshman, I think, when my mom started our church. And I went from there, and I started working with our young people, our kids. I started working with them, and we did plays, and I wrote plays, and I directed, and I mean, all of these things was preparing me for this moment right here where I am right now. Then I went on and I worked with the singles. I was in my 20s then, and I worked with the singles ministry and made opportunities for us to go out and bless the neighbors and bless, you know, I've always been doing this, and I didn't know. He was preparing me for this time right here. He was preparing me. I went from the singles and I went on to our media, and I did TV shows for our church, and traveled and talked about how great God is all over the country, you know. And then my mom ordained me a minister, and I started to work with her especially close. So we traveled and did ministry, and I would set up for her everything she needed so that all she had to do was to walk out and preach the word. I would make sure everything else she had. I would have her clothes ready, and I would have, you know, her food, and I would have her, you know, her books, everything she needed. I had tables where we were doing her selling her tapes. And I mean, all of that stuff was preparing me for this, because while I was doing all of that, I was also listening to her minister. I was also watching how she treated God's people. How she loved on God's people. How do I get it? How am I able to do that? And I feel like I should show you all love. It's because of what she put in me. How I saw it. She was preparing me. I didn't know it. I said, "Nope, not going to be a pastor. Nope, it's too much. It's too much. It's too much. I can't." And she was all the time preparing me. And that's what God has done for each of you. You look into your life and the things that you've gone through and the things that you have done. He's preparing you. He's preparing you for what you're doing right now. And you've been walking in pretty much in your chosen area most of your life anyway. But at this time in your life, the way the world is, there's a need for you to share that gifting that God has given you. those words of knowledge that he is giving you, that those experiences that you've had. That's how I got here. I thought about it and I said, yep, Lord, I was chosen to be right here at this time. And I hadn't thought about it much before I was working on this sermon. I was chosen to be right here at this time. I couldn't have seen it at any other time, but I was chosen. He chose me and he put it in me through those years of all of that stuff I was doing that I just thought I was being a helper to my mother. But he was preparing me to be a pastor to you. He was showing me how to have a pastor's heart, how to love his people, how to guide them and direct them, how to tell them about him, how to show them in my life what he is and who he is, and that he loves us so much. It's just a wonderful thing when I think about how he predestined us. Before we were even born, he knew who we were going to be. He knew that I was going to be at this point. He knew that you were going to be here listening to me. He knew because he's God, and he's concerned for us. And so I started thinking about this. I have one last scripture, but before I read it, I want to just share a little bit about what I noticed here and how each of you are chosen. So Shelley and I went to, like I said, we went to Child Savings Institute, and we went to Farmers Market. Everywhere we went, Shelley was a helper to somebody because that's what she was called to do. She was chosen to do that. If I'd never known it before, which I did, but I surely knew it when we finished this weekend that we were together. She was a helper. I was like, oh my goodness, she is truly a helper. She's called to do that. She's called when she does, it's help. When she does it, it's so beautiful. And that's her concern. That's someone who's called, he's chosen her to do that because she finds joy in it. We were at the farmer's market. She's helping everybody do their tents. I could barely get ours up. She got ours up and then she went over, you need help. And she's helping people put their tents up. And I mean, it just was cool to see. She was called to do that. We all walk in that. When I'm with Miss Linda, my God, there are so many women that come up and just thank her because she was a mentor to so many. She was called to do that. She used her experiences to bless all of us young women that come up after her. She guides us. She shows us, you know, you do it this way, I'll get neat little notes. Try this. Try this and do that. She was chosen to do that. And it was funny because I was going to talk about Carol as well when I was thinking of all the people here who I can just see God's call and how he chose you. And then she started telling me again today, and I'm like, yep, she's chosen to do that. She visits the sick when she doesn't have to, and she keeps up with them, and she's concerned with them. That's a calling. Not everyone does that and can do that, but you're chosen. Each of you, I'm just naming a few people because I just have been in their presence recently, or I've known them my whole life, but they're chosen to do that. For Cheryl Holloway, I know she was nervous about stepping up and doing the Bible study, but man, she does it so awesome. She was chosen for this time. It wasn't any other time, probably not. This time, it was your calling. He called you and chose you to do that right now. We are chosen. He's called us. He's chose us for such a time as this. For this time in the world, each of you, and I just didn't call out everybody, but I know a lot of you were called. All of us truly have been called for such a time as this, to be a blessing to others, to share God's love, to show him in what you do. People are looking at you. When you say I'm a woman or a man of God, people are looking to see what to do to represent God. You're their example. So he's chose you at this time to do just that. My last scripture is from Jeremiah 1:5. And it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nation. The Lord is talking to Jeremiah, but he's talking to us. Before you were born, he already knew you were going to be who you are. He already knew you were chosen to bless the people that are in your world, the people who are in your life. He called you for such a time as this. It's what he told Esther. You were called. And I don't think I read that scripture. I just talked through it. I'm sorry. It just came back to me. I'm like, I don't think I read that scripture. But that's because I know it and I really trust it. in that scripture, it just says, you were called for such a time as this. He said, you can say no. You might be afraid because to go into the king, you could be killed after all of her preparation. But he said, who's to say you weren't called for such a time as this? Who's to say you weren't called to save your family? That was for Esther. But who's to say you weren't called to save your community? Who's to say? To save your family. You know, you're not going to die from the king. However, there are things going on in your family. Amen. And who's to say you are not the one to speak up and say, no, family, we're not going to do it that way. We're going to trust God in this. We believe God. We believe God in this situation. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. He sets free. Who's to say you weren't called for that time? I'm to say you were chosen for that time. You were chosen for this time. Amen. One last thing, and then I'm going to pray because I didn't realize it was 10 till. Went a little long because I feel this, that I really feel this today. But I want you to just look at your neighbor, look at the person next to you, and just tell them, I'm chosen. I'm chosen. Tell them, I'm chosen. I want you to believe it. You're chosen. There's a reason that each of you do what you do here to keep this church running. You're chosen because we can make a difference in our community. Amen? Amen. I'm done. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. God, we thank you. We give you praise today. We thank you for choosing us. We thank you, God, that you have us right in the palm of your hand and you're so concerned with everything, God, that concerns us. We thank you, Lord, that you'll put your word in our mouth. We thank you, Lord, that you chose us for this time to reach our community. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. And Lord, we do pray, God, for healing. Healing, God, for those who are in need of healing today. God, for those who are, they can't make it without you. They won't be healed. It won't be done unless you step in. You're the only one, God, who can do it for them. And we thank you. We give you praise for that. We pray for each person on the prayer list, God. We pray, God, that you will meet each one today at their very point of need. We give you praise, honor, and glory because you're such a wonderful God. We thank you today. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Lord, I ask that you would bless each person here under the sound of my voice. God, that they would leave out of here today knowing that they are chosen by you. They are loved by you. You have a plan for their life. There's things still for them to do, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.